Hey, are you awake? I know it's been a long day and you're tired, but come on. It's our wedding night. I'm so ready to consummate it right away. I could barely control myself when we got home. Are you upset? I know some people like big weddings with expensive food and lots of guests, but that wouldn't really work for us. I don't talk to my parents, and, well, I don't want to see any more of your mother and sisters. So, I thought it would be better with us, the priest, and one of my friends as the witness. She left a little bit ago, by the way, so it's just us now. She also gave me some nice housewarming gifts she thought we would enjoy. We can take it slow. Save them for later. Why are you hesitating? It's nothing bad. I promise it'll be fun for both of us. Wait, are you scared of me? Oh, baby. Take some deep breaths, okay? In and out. Feeling a bit better? Calm down? You don't have to be scared of me. I won't ever hurt you, unless you do something that needs punishing. If you do whatever I tell you to do, you'll be fine. I'm not one of those girls who takes pleasure in hurting a boy. Cute boys like you are to be, yes, disciplined sometimes, but cherished and loved. I am so grateful that I was able to marry you. I will absolutely spoil you out of your mind. All I ask, as your wife and owner, is that you do what I tell you to do. And this is extremely important to me, to also never lie to me. Can you do that? You can nod your head if you can't speak. I'm so glad. Now, up your mouth for me. That's good. Start sucking on my thumb, babe. That's right. Really love what I give you. Do you like how it tastes? Look up at me. Show me your eyes. Aww, so cute. So filled with emotion. Do you want to cuddle? You be the little spoon. I want to hold you in my arms. Just lay on your side, and I'll hold my arms out so you can rest your head on it. And then drape my other arm over you. That's nice. Do you like it, honey? Does this comfort you? Really? I'm glad. You should feel safe in your wife's arms. You know, we haven't really talked much. I bet your mother just told you that a woman was interested in marrying you. And within a couple days, you were in the chapel with me. Do you remember the first time we met? Well, we didn't really meet, more like we saw each other. You were at a diner with your family when I entered with my friend. By luck, the waitress sat us down near you guys, and I took the side facing you. You glanced up at me a couple times while I was staring directly at you. I was sure I would scare you off with the hungry look in my eyes, the licking of my lips, but each time you just looked back down at your food. I wanted to go right up to you and drag you home with me. But that wouldn't have been right. So instead, I followed your mother when she got up to use the bathroom. She didn't really give me a hard time when I asked about you. Just told me that there would be a dowry. Yeah, she didn't really care about you or if I would be a good wife. She just wanted money. I would never treat you like that. You are the most important thing in my life now. No one else will ever have you. Your cute dimples when you smile are mine. The way you get shy and look away from me is mine. This cute butt that I can't take my eyes off is mine. Hey, don't try to get away. I'm just getting a little handful. I'm not even squeezing that hard. This honestly cannot be hurting you. Why are you even wearing pajama bottoms? Take them off. You heard me. I told you to take them off. Your shirt too? I want you in just your underwear. New rule. Only underwear in bed. So take off your shirt. Now. Good job. I'm sure that doing what I say will become natural for you. So how about I reward you? You're a virgin, right? You better fucking be. I want to be the only one to have seen you. To have touched you. If I find out that some whore has gotten to you before me, I'll fuck you in front of her, then kill her. You are? Good. So, my pussy will be the only one you'll ever see. Don't you want to feel it? Come on, give me your hand. I'll slide it down my panties. Can't you feel how wet I am? That means I'm happy with how you've been listening to me. Or it's because I'm thinking about how to punish you. But right now, it's a good thing. I think you deserve a closer look. How about you roll over onto your back for me? Oh, there you go. I'll just climb over you. You have a good view? It might be a little dark in the room, but I'm sure you can see from here. Stick your tongue out, babe. Hold it there until I'm done. Well, even if you can't see it perfectly, you'll be able to taste it. I'm going to slowly lower myself. 3, 2, 1. Oh, fuck. I'm basically sitting on you. I need to start rubbing myself on your tongue. Shit, this is so hot. You won't mind if I place all my weight down, right? Oh, right. Guess I'll do it anyway. Damn. Never knew face sitting would be this hot. Just covering your tongue with my juices. Have them flow into your mouth and down your face. You'll be tasting me for days. Oh, my clit is sliding up and down as I suffocate you with my cunt. Oh, I dreamed of doing this so much. Oh, I'm gonna come soon. No, fuck. I'm coming too soon. Shit. Can't fucking stop. Damn, I really went all in there. Are you doing okay? Wait, you already came? I mean, I was prepared to give you a hand job in return, but you really came just from having your face covered with my pussy? Well, I guess I don't have to worry about if you're a virgin, since that's all it took. But that's kind of hot. You having a hands-free orgasm? Or maybe I graced it when getting off of you? Aww. Too overwhelmed and can't speak? You just made a mess in your underwear. Don't you want to get them off and clean up? You know what? I'll help. I'll help you clean off. But first, you know what? I don't actually mind my own taste that much. Now, let's get those sticky boxers off and see how you taste. I'm pretty sure the rest of your clothes are still packed, so you'll have to sleep naked tonight. Ooh, wow. I really, really enjoyed this script. God, it was short and sweet, but it was so well written. I mean, God, this author is so talented. I'm gonna have to, like, check out some of her other stuff. I hope that she, or they, I really don't know, I haven't checked yet, but I really hope that they've made some work similar to this, because wow, this is really, really good. Hi. I haven't recorded anything in a long time. Well, it felt like a long time. Yeah, I've been really busy with just work and school and life, really, but I missed this. Yeah, I had the house to myself tonight, so I decided to get some work in, if you will. My plan is to record more than one audio tonight, maybe a couple if I can, and the next time that I have to, like, you know, not post for a while, I'll have a couple backups to post so that no one gets bored of me. You know, I might re-record my first one. I've been meaning to for a long time, but honestly, I kind of just lost interest in it. I mean, like, there were a lot of people who loved it, so I want to make it better quality for them, you know? But, like, I don't know. I don't know. The whole, like, rapture scare thing kind of was a while ago, you know? Like, people move past that. And the script is really good. It's really, really good. And it's detailed, and the person's very talented. But I don't think that it was the right fit for my first ever audio, you know? I mean, it's kind of just, I don't know. I wasn't too passionate about it, which I really wish that I would have been. But I don't know, something, I just didn't click very well with it, I think. But, Yeah, I'm gonna shut up now and go record some more stuff. Yeah, if anyone wants to DM me or leave a comment and give me feedback, I appreciate all of that. I try to respond when I can, but, like, you know, busy schedule. Yeah, alright, I hope everyone has a wonderful morning, evening, night, whatever. Stay safe. I really hope you enjoyed, and see you guys later. Bye.